everyone. Welcome again to Heart Talk. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the words of God are so wonderful. As we learn what he's saying, it is wonderful to us. It's amazing. Receive his word, we're introduced to a greater plan, the plan of God, the handiwork of God. And I thank the Lord for it. Once people make up their mind to follow God, that's a milestone. They broke through the worldly challenge. And now they have a mind to receive and obey the word of God. And they start having a visual of who Jesus really is, who God really is, as they study the Word of God. And they do better and better as they receive His Word. When we receive a good heart receives the Word, it doesn't have the ability to. It's not skilled at everything yet. It's just receiving the word, coming to life. Receiving the word is the first step of coming to life. The Lord ministers to our perception by acts of love from other people, people that represent the Lord, people that do his word. That's our representation, and we receive it in our heart. When this process happens, we come to a point of faith. We start believing the word. And we start acting on the word. That's faith. Many times in salvation, people focus on covenant, making a covenant with God, coming to agreement, acting on the word, receiving Jesus as Savior and Lord and King. From there, we start our journey of life. A healing process is steadily operating in our lives, starting with the heart. And then we renew the mind and bridle the body, and we go forward. And there are so many capabilities we have. And I feel like the church has only touched the surface of what we really have and what we really are able to do in Him. One thing we have to get used to doing is doing things in the strength of the Lord. Not our strength, but his strength. And that's where your best balance is. That's where your best life is. Doing things according to his word, his purpose. Receiving his love and relaying his love. Now, once you make up your mind, I'm going to do this, and the Lord give you assignments, you won't get as weary if you do it in his strength. If you completely do things in the strength of the Lord, you will not get weary. Also, you'll be regarding the wisdom of God, and you'll follow him. You will receive his word and counsel. A lot of times people make the mistake of not receiving the counsel of the Lord. Their relationship with the Lord, get me good, I mean well. Their relationship with the Lord is to put it, if something's wrong, then they believe God to get it to get out of trouble. If things don't go as expected, then they believe God for something to do better. And then once they have relief, they go back to normal. The responses of the Holy Spirit, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. First of all, we regard him. The Holy Spirit would be the Lord to us. He will help us. He loves us, just like a king watching over his kingdom. But see, God is the kind of king. He made us joint heirs. Jesus, we're joint heirs with Christ. I love God. He thinks of everything. The spirit of wisdom. I explained in other broadcasts, wisdom is the trust of truth. He'll give you wisdom. He'll show you something and then he'll give you wisdom. Where it counts, he'll give you knowledge of what's happening so that you'll know how to position yourself in relationships, in business, in ministry. He'll show you what's going on so you'll know how to deal with people. People speak words of knowledge. I've had words of knowledge. The Lord showed me what was happening at the church, and then he'd give me wisdom for the church. So on and so forth. But in understanding forms over time, you start seeing a greater picture. It's kind of like a family man is always, his greatest thoughts is on his family, what's going on in his family, how to take care of his family, provide for his family. But a king would think of the whole kingdom and what's going on, not just in his kingdom, what's going on over there? What are they planning? What are my enemies planning? What are my allies doing? And they have to monitor and prepare to have appropriate responses for what may happen and what's being planned and how they're going to counter it without people getting hurt. How they're going to stay keep their kingdom in a greater advantage and not get behind. And you don't want to become weak because other kingdoms will try to take over. For that, you have a greater form of knowledge and wisdom, and all the activity it takes to run that kingdom. And if you're doing it God's way, you're learning from the Lord and you gain understanding. In life, for our purposes, we gain understanding for the ministry, for whatever God has us doing. You have to monitor what are people doing. The sons of Issachar, it was written that they had understanding for the times. Many people don't. Their mind is on pleasure or frustration or both. Sometimes people are so bogged down with frustration and the things that go wrong, their relationship with God is consumed with trying to make things right. But I have a better way of doing that. That's following God, receiving his counsel. See, remember, that healing process has never stopped forming in you. The way we cooperate with the Lord and receive his counsel, first fill your heart with the word of God. I'm not saying study it so that you'll be an expert at everything. I'm just saying receive his word in you so you'll have strength. You'll know where God is standing on things. You'll know you're more apt to follow through with the guidance of the Holy Spirit if you're continually receiving his word. The Lord give me chapters that don't always pertain to what I'm going through, but I'm feeding my spirit. And then he give me wisdom for what I'm dealing with, and I ask him for it. The judgment, I see the judgments in the word overall, and I start making better choices. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, you're more apt to follow through with it because you have a word base. I used to study to solve all my personal problems, which I do now, but that's all I did many years ago. And the Lord told me to start studying chapters. From there I learned I had a greater visual of God, and a lot of problems that I would normally create, I didn't create because the healing process advanced and I just made better judgments. And I didn't have as many fires to put out. So my attention went on the Lord and what he had to say. And you operate in life faster and better, more refined. Now, when you're mastering problems, you become more prosperous in your activity. Not just financially, but more of your activity your daily work and routine will prosper your life in a healthy way, and you'll see things in greater judgment. That comes from receiving the word and obeying and following through with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In other words, people that don't fill their heart with the word, they're much less likely to follow through with the counsel and guidance of the Holy Spirit. And when the Lord talked to them, they receive it, they rejoice, but they don't have the strength to retain the word of God, and they go right back to their shortcomings and their methods and do the same activity that caused them problems. Life is more than solving problems. The life of God is greater than that. When you fill your heart with His word, you refresh. And you come to a point that you enjoy the work of the ministry. You enjoy your relationship with the Lord. You enjoy prayer. You enjoy study. Some people study, but it's like a labor because of the way and the method they're doing. They need to change how they're doing it. They study trying to figure out how to solve a problem, how to solve somebody else's problem. You can't do it. That's your strength. You're absorbing your strength doing it that way. But when you receive the Lord's word, you start solving problems spiritually. Things are being taken care of, and the Lord is ministering to you and helping you understand. And then your spirit is quiet and at peace. Remember, your peace is fellowship with the Lord. So you're fellowshipping, and you're enjoying. And then the Lord will show you the easy way to fix the problems and the challenges. And then your expectations. You learn that when you obey God, it's not going to always look like you thought, be like you thought, sound like you thought. I had to learn to stop it. I expect things to go one way, but that's not the way it's going to go. It's going to be better. It's always better. I thought I would see more or experience more from more feedback, but my ministry is not designed that way. I focus on the Lord, and the Lord does all that. And He gives me reports of what's going on. And I just believe them in joy. I believe what the Lord is saying in joy. But I can't see the scope of my ministry. I can't look out in the world and see the good that I'm doing and how many people I get to reach. And I understand why, and I'm not going to talk about it. That's not the point. The point is, your expectations don't let your expectations hinder you from seeing what God sees. That's where the spirit of counsel comes in. When the Lord is counseling you and showing you things, He gives you enough information to go on. He always has. If you trust Him, just keep doing what He said do. That's following God. Some things take time to see. I've seen people stop the whole process because they're too worried about what they see. The enemy is going to always give you some illusion to look at. But look at the truth of God's word. If God said do something, you're doing it. You can't see the whole picture in one day. You have to listen to the Lord and follow through. Remember, if the Lord says shoot, you're shooting and you hit the mark. A battleship is out to sea. Those guns, they shoot by coordinates. They don't ever see the target. They radio in where they want the strike to be, and they can put that 2,000-pound bullet on that target without looking at it. Now, if you follow God, you're like the battleship in the ocean, 30 miles away or 50 miles away or however. When they shoot that bullet, it goes right where they want it to. They shoot it by coordinates. And they're accurate. Now, in Vietnam, that's how they did it. They'd call in a strike, and the strike would hit where they, right where they wanted it, tap everything. All the guerrilla soldiers died, or they were badly wounded, or both. Now, when you follow God, He show you where the hot spots. He'll have you to preach in the hot spots. And people that won't trust God, they can't do this. They're too emotional. You can't make decisions emotional. If your decision-making process is based on emotion, you're not getting too far in life. You're gonna always be in a condition where you don't know what you're doing. You're second-guessing yourself. You're worried. You're frustrated. You can't enjoy the ministry anymore. But when you follow Him, all those things are dealt with. When you're mighty in Him, you can do all things through Christ. As you follow Him, you know what I'm talking about. And the people that you just wish would help you, you can't depend on people that's not following God, because they, this is the process that has to be. Sometimes you're just going to have to go for what God is saying and let the Lord strengthen you. Doing things in His strength. Oh, I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.